Rivera, positioned farther down the wall, disappeared in a cloud of dust and debris.
"Return fire!"
Tessa ordered, but she could hear the desperation creeping into her tone, despite her best efforts to sound in control. Her remaining team responded immediately, rifles blazing as they targeted any exposed parts of the advancing disciples. A lucky shot from Chang struck one cyborg in what appeared to be a weak point at the junction between neck and shoulder, and the creature staggered, sparks erupting from the wound, before it collapsed to its knees.
"Aim for the neck and joints,"
Tessa called, and she was already adjusting her own targeting. After squeezing the trigger, she watched with satisfaction as another cyborg stumbled when her bullets tore through its knee. For a fleeting moment, Tessa allowed herself to believe they might actually survive this. But the second wave emerged from behind the wrecked buildings at the colony's edge, and she was sure of quite the opposite.
"We can't hold against that many," Martinez murmured.
All the color had drained from his face, and his eyes were wild with the same terror that was coursing through her body.
"We hold as long as we can," Tessa replied,
refusing to acknowledge the truth in his words.
"Retreat to the administration building on my mark. We'll make our stand there."
The cyborgs continued their inexorable advance, moving like a single organism rather than individual units. Each one of them carried a heavy weapon that made it look like they could turn the building behind them to rubble with just one volley. Tessa was about to give the retreat order when something unexpected happened. One of the advancing cyborgs suddenly stopped, its body going rigid, and then it raised its hands to its head in an unmistakably human gesture of pain. A mechanical wail erupted from its throat synthetics as it collapsed to its knees. Then another followed suit, and another.
"What the hell?"
Martinez whispered beside her. The cyborgs that remained operational seemed confused, their perfect formation breaking down as more of their comrades began to malfunction. Some clawed at their heads, while others simply collapsed and began twitching on the ground with uncontrolled spasms. Tessa recognized an opportunity when she saw one.
"Now, target the ones still standing."
Her team responded immediately, unleashing a coordinated barrage that dropped three more cyborgs in quick succession. And though the remaining invaders attempted to reorganize, whatever affliction had struck their companions seemed to be spreading.
"Push forward,"
Tessa commanded. She vaulted over the wall that had been their defense. Her heart hammered in her chest as she advanced, firing with deadly accuracy at any cyborg still presenting a threat. The tide turned with stunning swiftness. Tessa put three rounds into a cyborg that was still trying to aim its weapon despite the visible tremors racking its frame, and its body shuddered with the impact before collapsing in a heap of twitching metal and flesh. The battle ended almost as abruptly as it had begun. One moment they were fighting for their lives, the next they stood amid the broken bodies of their would-be conquerors, breathing heavily in the sudden silence.
"Check for survivors," Tessa ordered.
Though she doubted any of the cyborgs would rise again, she wasn't going to take any chances and made sure that a bullet was sent through every half-robot brain. Whatever had affected them appeared comprehensive and catastrophic. Martinez approached one of the fallen invaders cautiously and nudged it with his boot.
"They're all dead or dying," he confirmed. "But what happened to them?"
Tessa shook her head.
"No idea, but I'm not complaining about the miracle."
The administration building's communications array crackled to life behind them. Chang, who had retreated inside during the fighting, emerged with wide eyes and an even wider smile.
"Tessa, Martinez, everyone, get in here now. You need to hear this."
They hurried into the building, weapons still at the ready, despite the apparent victory. Inside, the communications console displayed a consortium emergency broadcast, the official seal rotating slowly above text scrolling too quickly to read.
"What is it?"
Tessa asked. Chang turned up the volume with shaking hands, and Tessa wiped sweat and blood from her eyes.
"It's over. They're saying it's over."
A message repeated on a loop. "Attention all consortium outposts and colonies. This is an emergency priority alpha.